It's a pack of birds that floats above my head. Not swarming, but floating calmly. And each one is tied to me by a string so patiently. Tied to a bundle of my hair.
A song called Pack of Light Bluebirds, and this is episode 63 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet podcast / radio broadcast where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection and explain to you what that song means to me. And hopefully by you, I mean me, because I don't know why else you would listen to this. Ben and Bruno are a band that I don't know much about, although I have seen them listed on shows before. None of those shows I've been to, and I just saw their record for sale this weekend at Amoeba Records on one of my favorite labels, Ypsilanti Records. And it has a great cover on a recycled sleeve just, you know, all the circumstances were right, so I had to buy it. And I saw that I actually just missed them. They played a show in L.A. not too long ago, and I didn't go. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess this episode I'm going to be playing a lot of new records that I just got this weekend, or in the last 2 weeks. So the memories they'll be interesting, because they'll mainly be new, I think. But yes, this Ypsilanti Records, I met the dude who runs it once, and he was really crazy. He was playing in his own band, whose name I forget. I just can't, for the life of me, I can't remember their name. But he was really dedicated to the idea of, well, I don't know, I guess you might say bad bands, which I am as well. We could talk about the terminology, but for now, let's just say bad music. And I admired him a lot, and now every time I see a record that he's put out, I try and buy it, because they don't get to every store. So there you go. That's how we're going to start off episode 63. Same trip to Amoeba, by the way. I went with my good friends Tim and Eleni, and we were there forever. Got like a headache, and as we were checking out, the teller was a gentleman I had met before. My head was pounding so hard I couldn't remember his name. It was totally embarrassing, and one of those moments where you just want to run away. Well, another record I bought is by a fellow named Patrick Sky. It's a folk record from the 60s, and pretty much just bought this because he's the guitar player on many Buffy St. Marie albums. I, of course, love Buffy St. Marie for whatever reason. Not really too sure where the story is in there. There's not a great one. Although one time I was at the same Amoeba and I was buying a Buffy St. Marie record, and this Russian guy came up to me, totally unprovoked, and he went, yes, Buffy, Joni is so overrated. You know, it was really weird. But enjoy this Mahogany Row by Patrick Sky from his A Harvest of Gentle Clang album.
Have you ever been down on the backside of town, where none of the queens ever wear a crown? You might find some faces down there that you know, in a place that the boys call Mahogany Row. Well, yonder's a stairway, yonder's a door. Many a stranger has been there before. Year after year, they come and they go. They never stay long on Mahogany. Well, the streets, they are dusty, the houses are old. There's a story that has often been told. Don't look for tables or chairs if you go. The furniture's different on Mahogany Road. Back up in the city and away from the smells, young sports are dating society bells. Maybe it's yes and maybe it's no. We might change our luck on Mahogany. Well, yonder's a girl, cute as you've seen. Small as a minute and maybe 15. Well, one wise guy chuckles, another says, low. She has been down on Mahogany Road. Well, the doctor man comes, the doctor man goes. Soon you'll be seeing some new little clothes strung on the line for the breezes to blow behind a house on Mahogany Road. Won't you come to the meat market and get your fresh ham? It ain't been inspected by old Uncle Sam, but some of the nicest of people you know are getting their cut from Mahogany Road. And it's time for elections, let's have a show. And it's off to the jail with a dozen or so. When jobs they are scarce and the wages are low. More talent comes to Mahogany Road.
It snows tonight, can I come over? It's getting cold outside, and I'm all alone. We could break the ice in the winter. Why? If it snows tonight, can I come over? If it snows tonight, can I come over? We could play inside with our daughter. Well, it would be so nice if you just say it's alright. That if it snows tonight, can I come over?
Junk. Ah. Delivering lies of post signs, hopes for those fake bombs, throw for those hate slows, cause it's a close chase, see like the ghost. Play my ace in the balance. The real appearance is enough to bring the cold chase. Silver, fuck forearm splinters and broken Spanish. I'll manage to spit out what's the damage, style's Atlantic. Like Raleigh with the handlebars, pistachio. One false move and it's a no shape. Rattle scars, breathing out the overgrown straight follicles. You miss my molecules. I see you act like an atomizer. Beta rays, wasting stars, pasty faces. Innovator glaze over the optical. I swear I'm topping y'all with the tasty cake and Boston. And a 1,000-mile gauge, your blazing standards with diminishing comebacks and minimum wage. Why lie about your age when you're 900 years past your prime? Premium vintage for a scrimmage, march your dime. Parade pass, tubular belt, and you use a drone blast.
intestinal didgeridoos missing. Mirror the shadow that you don't cast, live with it. But of course, how easy to cover it all with skin fitted thongs and see through doors. Your songs are wars. Fab cap out the back, come on, the prefab scored. DD down to the core. So what you trying to say? My paragraphs all run on straight as I display. When I'm confined in some simple minded catchphrase, the some bite sized alphabets line up in the spoon to spell. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all away. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all away. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all away. A-C-H-O-O-O-O. Diddy down to the core. So what you trying to say? My paragraphs all run on straight as I display. When I'm confined in some simple-minded catchphrase, there's some bite-sized alphabets line up in the spoon to spell. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all away. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all away. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all away. A-C-H-O-O-O.
Well, there's a track by a band called Soul Junk, a band from San Diego. And actually, I gotta say, that doesn't really sound like Soul Junk at all. But let me just explain. Soul Junk are a band that I have seen many times, and they're always kind of amazingly unique in a way that interests me. I really enjoy watching them. I'm kind of saying that their songs aren't always the best, but they're always captivating, which is important for me. And so I saw this record again, same trip, last weekend, and first of all, it has an amazing homemade cover, which, you know, that's already bringing me in. And I've never seen one of their records before, and so I bought it, and this is the first time listening to it. Sounds nothing like I've ever seen them live. But, like I said, always unique. This must be just some different phase of their existence. And I can appreciate that. And so, I'm not sure. We'll see how my relationship with this record develops. Because it doesn't exactly bring back the sweeping memories, say, for instance, of the last time I saw them in downtown San Diego. The son was playing drums. The dad is Soul Junk. He had a little kid playing drums. His little daughter was, like, screaming along. But the son's, like, a little bit older, maybe 13, so he's, like, serious about playing drums. It's not just a joke. And it was awesome. The songs were really great. There was a shredding lead guitar. So there you go. A band that I like a lot. And I think this record makes me like them even more. I really like that song, for instance. A little track called Gotham. Okay, before that, we listened to another San Diegan, Bad Weather California, a guy that I think I've met before, but I'm never really too sure. He is a friend of a friend, let's just say, and I think he's a pretty successful band. I have no way of gauging these things anymore. I have basically no idea what I'm talking about. But I've always wanted to hear... I think I've seen him live. I always wanted to hear his records, so I found one. I bought it. Also handmade cover. There you go. And pretty nice little song there called Grippy. Gripey? Grippy. Not really too sure. And starting that all off, we had a track from Patrick Sky, the guitar player from Buffy St. Mary's Band. Do you need another reason to listen to that record? Not really. Well, bringing us up to present here, another, same hall, but a record that I've wanted for a long time. And it's a song that just defines the freeway for me, because I just have heard it on the freeway and have cranked it so loud and felt good no matter what, that I think the song will always make me feel good for the rest of my life and will make me think of the independence, the positive aspects of the river of life here in Southern California. So without further ado, this is Juicy Fruit, M2ME.
Hey. Yeah.
Spread you out.
That's where I fell for you.
pretty cool little song there by a band called Railroad Jerk. Obviously, the song's called Bang the Drum. It's from their LP One Track Mind that I just got from 1995, but also from their 7-inch called Bang the Drum that I bought probably in 1990. I think I bought it in 1995. So I'm spanning time here with this little selection, going back to one of the first songs I ever bought on record. And loving it. Such a great song. Reminds me of, I used to have this little turntable hooked up to a reel-to-reel deck, and I would just play like the 4 7-inches I owned. Such a good time in my life. Such a simple time. Great time. And I've always thought Railroad Jerk were really cool because that song is amazing. But I had never found their LPs. Of course, 1995, pre-internet era. So you couldn't just order them, you know, especially if you didn't have a credit card. And then I always used to see one of their CDs around used, but I never bought it. And finally, this weekend, I finally picked up their seminal album, One Track Mind. Pretty stoked about it. That's the first time I've listened to it. Probably will listen to it more later. Before that, we listened to another record that I had been, you know, kind of thinking about, looking for, wondering about for quite a while. It's called Dérôme et Lucier are the two artists. The album's called Soyez Vigilants, Restez Vivants. It's a classic Quebec sort of experimental record from 1986. But I think they actually recorded this stuff over, you know, sort of the early 80s before they put a record out. And I remember reading about it in a fanzine. And then finally, this weekend, again, I saw a copy of it all the way down in Los Angeles, California, not in Montreal, Quebec, or anywhere near there. There is a copy of this record. So I just I picked it up and we listened to the first track there, Le Dernier Glacier. I quite enjoyed that, and of course started it all off with the Freeway classic, Juicy Fruit. Gotta love that song. Gotta love it. You are, of course, listening to episode 63 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. Me trying to play one song from every record in my record collection, and I'm actually running out of time total. I've got about a week left to finish up. I got to record a whole bunch of shows, I think. I think I'm going to go into double time on top of everything else. And hopefully I finish, because it's going to be quite a collection in the end. So that's why I'm playing these blocks of three songs. Usually I play two, but, you know, I'm just going with blocks of three. Heck, might even do a four. You never know. So this next one is from my favorite record store in the world, Record Surplus, Los Angeles, California. Went there with my good friend Tim. We spent a couple hours, loved every minute of it. Even though I wasn't jonesing too hard to buy records, I'm thinking about moving. It's really weighing heavily on my mind. There was a few I just had to get, and this is one of them. It's Ike and Tina Turner doing Jesse Hill's Ooh Poopa Doo. Can't go wrong with a track like this, you know what I mean?
On this particular song, I want you to answer me. In other words, mock me. Do everything I do. Yo! Thank you.
That is a man called The Watery Graves, from an album called Portland, on the man's own label, Marriage Records. And the first time I ever saw this guy play, he played very similar music, but he also brought supplies for everyone to write letters, including stamps and postcards. And everyone in the audience just sat down and wrote letters while he kind of played this jazz piano rock type. It seemed very improvised, and it was quite nice. And I knew from that moment on I was going to like this guy and all the music he put out. And I probably do. It's been a rich and varied history over the years, but recently I just came into a glut of his music because he had his first 10-year anniversary sale. And I think that time when I saw him play was almost 10 years ago. Maybe 9 years ago. So how appropriate that I will be featuring for the next 15 minutes. I'll probably have more next week. Some of the Marriage Records catalog. Same weekend I saw this next artist perform. It was a guy called Adrian Orange. He goes under the name of Thanksgiving. And I think he was only like 16 at the time. And I actually thought he was terrible. Straight up. Because he had all these really introspective songs. And let's face it, he's 16. He's no Leonard Cohen. I don't know. But it was just, there was a song. Okay, let me just put it this way. There was a song where he wrote about raindrops running down window panes. That, you know, really? That's what you're going to do? It's like, I don't know. It was just embarrassing. And everyone was watching rapt in, by his wordsmiths, you know, wordsmithing, whatever you want to call it, and it was just embarrassing. But, you know, I still, because they had this 10-year anniversary sale, I wanted to give him a chance, and I've seen him since then. He's grown up. I think last time I saw him, he looked like he was actually completely strung out on drugs. Just straight up going to say that. It was insane. He was all sweaty and pale. It was actually kind of scary. But, so I was like, now's my chance. Every LP in the catalog's $5. I'm going to get a Thanksgiving LP. Some people love the guy. So I thought, why not? Give him a chance. So we listen to a song from his Bitches Is Lord album. Beautiful cover art. Say what you will about the title. So enjoy this Thanksgiving Marriage Records little mini set here.
Have you ever seen an asshole crying? Or stayed alive while a great hero died? Or felt the same lips that lied kiss you on the eye? Woo! Then you know every hill as its valley, and I cannot live without you. But now you look as beautiful on the outside as you are on the inside. You look as divine on the outside as you are on the inside. And I can see your blood, how it's running around the mountain you'll be coming. Yeah. But with the skin on your face turning more translucent now, more clearly there's no inside and no out. There's really nowhere to hide, but there's nothing to hide from. There's nothing to be afraid of.
c'est bercé par la force de ce que tu vois. Et je ne vois pas assez. Il y a longtemps que je t'aime. Je suis souvent trop distraite pour le remarquer. Je sors une fois que la nuit tombe. La pluie et les fines, elle vient m'embrasser. Te souviens-tu des astres à notre début? Bon, c'était 15 fois plus grosse que d'habitude.
That is Geneviève Castret and... Is that her name? Castret? Something like that. And the Watery Graves of Portland together there with an album also in this little marriage record set we're doing. And yeah, actually a person from Victoria. Well, she's not from Victoria. She's from Montreal. But I met her in Victoria around the same time. This is all quite a while ago. And she was interesting. She had a band called PP Mingu or something like that. It was just exceptionally cute. And we've seen her a few times throughout the years. She played a show in like 2005. That was one of the best shows I ever went to. It was Mira, her, and Green Leaves, something, Grass Leaves, I can't remember exactly, but it was a wonderful experience, and that's all that matters, right? And yeah, well, we're gonna finish off this little marriage record set. I still have more to play, but I'm running out of time here. Episode 63, running out of time, always running out of time in life. I'm gonna play this amazing Rob Walmart triple LP. Rob Walmart, I think, is Curtis, the guy behind Marriage Records, and a few other people. They have a van. It's confusing, but this is a triple LP. I haven't even listened to any of them yet, so we're gonna play the first set, and this is gonna remind me of when they played the Che with their label mates White Fang. They just set up their van outside and they just jammed the entire night. It was awesome. I have infinite respect for these guys. Thank you for listening. Episode 63. Here's Rob Walmart from the triple LP that's called Send the Trumpet Over the Waterfall. I think that's what it's called. I don't even know what song we're playing. We're playing the first song from the dubstep side. So just enjoy this. Enjoy your life. Thank you.
Uh-huh. so fucked up, man. I remember back in the, we got that bag of Fritos? Remember we got that bag of chips? We went to the concession stand at the insane asylum. We put our money together and we got the bag of chips. And right then I didn't have a hover around of my own, so I was riding the handlebars of your hover around. They were hitting the hallways. Lionel Richie, I would like you to remember a moment in your life when I was riding on the handlebars of your hover around in a retirement center in Milwaukee. And we were singing together. And I reached out and I touched your head. And I was rubbing on your head. And it felt good. And you said, yeah. And you said, would you like some more chips? And I said, yes, I would. And you handed me that bag of chips. And we ate them together. Lionel, I'm asking you to remember part of your experiences in your life. We were together. I was out in the stormy oceans of my own emotions. And you reached out a hand and pulled me into your boat when you protected me. We were in a federal penitentiary somewhere in Colorado. We were wearing only our bathrobes. We didn't care about shit, dude. Lionel, back then, we were free birds, baby. We did whatever we wanted.